This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. We feel very blessed to have you join us for the program today. And it's also great to have Dr. Randall back in the studio with us as we continue the teaching from Dr. Randall's new book called Lies That Kill. This study has been so very helpful as we've been learning in great detail about these lies that the enemy wants to confuse us with, to get us looking at anything but our Savior and His work on the cross. We're concluding our study of chapter 6 today, and this one has been especially revealing as it is one that so many of us struggle with. It's the one that says all we need to do is to get back into church. Well, that may be true, but as we have been learning about this lie, what we need to do is get back in relationship with Christ. This is a fantastic book Rob has written, and you can get your own copy of this book by Dr. Randall called Lies That Kill by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. Get one today, and we'll get it sent out to you right away. Rob, thank you so much for taking us through these very important topics. And they have been showing us once again how much of a battle there is for our freedom in Jesus Christ.
This is Rob Randall. What a joy it is for you to join us today on The Invisible War. What a privilege is ours to study the eternal things of heaven. Paul says the things that are eternal are those things that are invisible. That's right, things that are not seen. Therefore, we call the program The Invisible War. We believe that there is a battle going on for the control of your life. That's right, your life, my life, the life of our children, the life of our churches. And so often we lose that control to the powers of darkness. So sad, because it's not necessary. Jesus came to die for everyone that they might be set free in Him. And we offer to you the conviction on this program and in our hearts that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of all. His victory is certain. If you will trust Him, put your faith in Him, trust Him. Believe what the Bible says is true. Don't argue. Don't try to filter it out. Trust Him. Believe it. And you today can know the truth. Receive the truth of God that has the power to set us free in Him. Thank you for praying. Thank you for listening today. Now, as we continue our study, I want us to pray and ask the Lord to come and speak to our hearts. You know, if it's just what Rob Randall thinks, it won't matter much. If it's just about doctrinal purity, it really won't matter much. We can read a book to do that. We need the Lord Jesus Christ to speak to us. So would you pray with me right where you are? Would you do it? Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you have a plan for our lives. And wherever there is life, there's hope. I pray for my friend who has lost hope. Lord, I ask that you would stir up again in their hearts your love for them. I ask it in Jesus' name. Lord, give us hearts to hear your word today. I ask, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And Lord, give us hearts to receive and give us faith. Give us the courage to so order our lives to walk with you, to obey you, to do what you've told us to do, as long as you give us breath. And I ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now, as we wrap up this particular chapter on lies that kill, the supernatural battle for truth, this particular chapter that we are in, all I need to do is get back in church. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I met a man just the other day. I asked him. He was a wonderful young man. And I said, are you a Christian? Are you a believer? He said, well, I haven't been back in church for a long time. That's not what I asked him. Immediately, it was clear that he had believed the religious counterfeit. And somehow, the idea of going to church had covered up his relationship with the Lord. How easy it is to believe the counterfeit. You know, if it's not a good lie, it's not Satan. He's had thousands of years to perfect his murderous craft. I want to thank you for listening carefully and praying for me as we've studied this most sensitive matter concerning the religious counterfeits. I understand how difficult it is to hear some of these truths. I understand that. It's hard for me to teach these truths. I'm a churchman. I believe in the church. I love the church of God. I have given my life to serve the church of God. I'm not against church. I'm not against preachers. But I hate the devil. I hate his counterfeits. I hate, even though many of those counterfeits are cloaked in religion, those are the ones that I hate the most because they're so easy to believe. They're so easy, believed, to lead us into the deception that keeps us in bondage. Thank you for listening. Now, as we come to the end of this time, in this particular lie, if you've missed any program, go to the website, theinvisiblewar.org. You can pick up wherever you have left off in the study, or if you need to begin from the beginning of the chapter, let me encourage you to do so. This study is so important. Do it, and do it today. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Click on the broadcast button, and you can navigate through all of this teaching of the Bible at your convenience.
That's right, Rob. Each week we mention that all of the past programs are available to you for free simply by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, where all you need to do is click on the broadcast button and then click on the program you want to listen to. It's that easy. All of this wonderful teaching by Dr. Randall is right there. This is especially important if you've missed any of the programs along the way, or if you would like to listen to something over again to encourage you and challenge you in your faith and walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. And let me encourage you to tell a friend or family member about the programs and how they, too, can listen to this amazing teaching by Dr. Randall. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Dr. Randall, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we're wrapping up this topic that you've done such a great job explaining for us. And today, you're going to pick up where we left off to put a bow on it. I don't want to take away any of your time, so let's get right to the subject matter.
Our last time we met, we talked about why believers accept religious counterfeits. Why do we? Let me recap that very quickly. Sadly, it's all that most believers have ever known. You see, if all you've ever known is religion, it's hard to know something else. Sadly, it's all so many of us have ever known. Satan's counterfeits feel good and taste good and make us feel comfortable. But the freedom of Christ will always take us into change. It always takes us into those unfamiliar places that He wants to take us, that the Lord Jesus wants to take us to make us more like Him. Religion always wants us to stay in that pew, to stay in that church, to stay in that religious mode, to stay in that place instead of change. Another reason why believers accept religious counterfeits is that the demonic religious counterfeits enable us to keep our secrets secret. But may I remind all of us, there are no secrets in heaven. None. Secrets kill and secrets destroy. That's why this is so demonic. Oh, hear me. It is the truth, walking in the truth, that has the power to set us free. It is through our confession, through our coming clean, that the Lord comes and cleanses our hearts and separates us from our sin as far as the East is from the West. Another reason why Christians so often believe the demonic religious counterfeits is that the counterfeit exalts our flesh and its accomplishments. And oh, how we want to be exalted. How we want folks to think that we're wonderful. How we want to be accepted. We want to be acceptable. And so the flesh always, always wants to be encouraged and exalted in the religious counterfeit. The demonic religious counterfeit also allows life without the cross. And folks, there is life without the cross, but not Christ's life. Not the victory of the Lord Jesus. It is through the cross of Christ that our victory comes. And the religious counterfeit keeps us in a place of religion without the cross. Without cleansing, without the blood of Jesus, without following Him, without submitting our lives to Him, without the cross of Christ. Please hear me. Please hear me. There is no life of Christ available to any of us except through the cross of Christ. And the cross is where we die. It is the place where the flesh must die. Another reason why Christians want to believe the religious counterfeits is that religion allows us to stay in control. And oh, how we want to stay in control. How many churches are in bondage today because men will not give up the control of the church? They want to be in charge. It's their family church. They know what's right. No. The church belongs to the Lord. He is the master. And a man cannot serve two masters. Matthew 6, verse 24. And this last one that we just had the time to touch on last week, we want to go into greater depth today. And that is, you know, it's hard to admit we've been wrong. The reason why so many believers accept the religious counterfeits of the enemy is because we don't want to admit we've been wrong. Genuine humility is the most difficult thing for the flesh to obtain. Without it, you and I will never see God. Please hear me, never. Humility is not an option if we are to walk with God. Would you turn in your Bibles to James chapter 4, verse 6 through 10? Hear the word today. Would you hear it with your heart? But He gives a greater grace. Therefore, it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Submit, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. Humility is not what God does for us. My brother, you are in charge of your heart. My sister, you are in charge of your heart. We are in charge of our hearts. So many believers remain in spiritual bondage today simply because they refuse to humble themselves and admit they have been wrong and surrender to Almighty God through Jesus. No, just getting back in church will not fix what is broken in your life. Only Jesus can heal your wounds. He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. I want to say it again. I'm not opposed to the local church. I've given my life to serve Christ through the church. But what we all must face is this truth from the Word of God. The local church must never become a substitute for the working of Christ in our lives. May I say it again? The local church must never become a substitute for the working of Christ in our lives. The local church must never be allowed to become a substitute for the presence, the precious presence of the Lord Jesus. Reject the lie that anything can heal you but Jesus. Reject it. It's a lie. Reject the voice that would say, I just need to get back in church. You may need to go to church, but the church will never have the power to heal your wounds. Only Jesus can heal your wounds. The church can't bring you to God. No, 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 no. Only faith in Christ can bring you into the presence of Almighty God. The church might make you feel better for a little while, but it does not have the power to save, to heal, or to deliver you from spiritual bondage. Only Christ, only Jesus can save, only Jesus can heal, and only Jesus Christ can deliver. Please don't be passive and allow the church to become a substitute for your walk in intimacy with the living Lord Jesus. I know of no more hideous demonic trick than to lead someone into believing that going to church will fix what is broken in their lives. Yes, you may need to go to church, but you will not find what you need by merely going to the church. It is through the ministry of Christ Jesus that we will find that our needs are met. It is only in Him. Would you join me today? Would you join me right where you are in a time of prayer as we confess our sin of cooperating with any false demonic religious system? Let's call it what it is. It's sin. That's right, sin. And to be cleansed of sin, we must repent of it. We must confess it. We must repent of any and all involvement with the evil one. Would you do that with me right now? Would you do it? Would you do it? Listen to the words. Receive them with your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, please show me any place or any time in my life when I have sought after religion instead of you to meet my needs. I have allowed my religious traditions to be more important than you, and I am so sorry I have offended you and your word when you so clearly said that I shall have no other gods before you. I confess to you that I have not loved you with all my heart and soul and mind, because I have sinned against you and violated the first and greatest commandment. I repent and turn away from seeking comfort in religion and now choose to return to you and you only. You only, Lord Jesus, as my first love. Please forgive me for not trusting and loving you. Please forgive me for going through the motions of worship without submitting my heart to you. Please forgive me for not cooperating with you to be used of your Spirit in worship and ministry. I repent of ever accepting the counterfeit of religion in the place of your work in and through my life. I repent for not believing your word as true for today. I renounce each way I have cooperated with the lies of the enemy, and in so doing, I cancel out any and all ground Satan may have gained in my life. In the name of the true and living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce my worship of any and all false gods of religion. Please forgive me when I have sought my answers except from your truth. I have sinned against you, Lord. Please forgive me for believing Satan's lies. I choose to worship only you. I ask you, Father, to enable me to keep my going to church in its proper place in my life. I choose to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. You and you alone are the Lord. There is one Lord, and you are He. I call on you, Lord Jesus, to come and set this captive one free. Thank you that you have come to destroy the works of the devil in my life. All cover spirits will come to attention and be removed by the finger of God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, by your blood, by your spirit, and according to your word, to cut all the demonic ties at every level. All demons under the assignments of Baal must come to attention in the presence of the Lord Jesus. I put all demonic assignments in the circle of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and declare them null and void. I ask that all assignments and evil spirits sent by your enemy would be cast right now out of my life. There will be no manifestations except the manifestations of the Holy Spirit of God. You will not separate. You will not divide. You will not get reinforcements. You must face the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ, both now in eternal pain, both now in eternal judgment, both now in eternal condemnation. I bind every spirit under the assignments of Baal with the threefold cord that cannot be broken in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You must go right now where Jesus Christ tells you to go, when Jesus tells you to go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for my victory in you. Thank you for your wonderful work in my life this day, and I thank you that it is all for your glory. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Would you contact us, theinvisiblewar.org? You can email me. I'll receive your emails personally, or you can call us right now. Get the phone. Call me toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Don't put it off. Call me. I'll receive your calls personally. 1-877-808-8886. Or you can write us. Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas. That's easy to remember. P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. Let me know of the victories of the Lord Jesus in your life. Let me share with you in the victory of Christ. If you have burdens, if things have bubbled up inside of you and you need a prayer meeting, let us know how we can serve you. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for your sacrificial giving to this ministry as we continue to proclaim the Word of God that has the power to set us free on the invisible war.
That's right. We're here to help you and serve you in any way we can. So please call 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Rob gets these calls personally, so you'll be able to talk to him where he can visit with you one-on-one. The number again is 1-877-808-8886. Also, these are important days for us at the Invisible War, as we continue to bring you the teaching by Dr. Randall. But it costs us to be on the radio, so we need your help. We thank you for your generosity, but we especially need your help right now to continue bringing you the program each week. So will you take a moment to either call us or go to our website to give to this ministry? The number is toll-free at 1-877-808-8886 or go online at theinvisiblewar.org. This will certainly bless us as we continue to bring you the program here on this station. Call with your very best and sacrificial financial gift as we continue to give you our very best in this teaching on spiritual warfare. The number again is 1-877-808-8886 or go online to send your gift there at theinvisiblewar.org. Thank you so much. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I take this opportunity to encourage you. Wherever you find yourself, whatever you are facing, however desperate you may feel, God is greater than our needs. God is greater than our every need. We at the Invisible War are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. We believe you have a holy destiny that the enemy has either stolen or is trying to steal. Please let us know how we can serve you. If you need a prayer session, call us today. Call us toll free, 1-877-808-8886. That's toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. So join us next week right here on The Invisible War as we gather together for this most important study concerning the victory that we have in our Lord Jesus over the powers of darkness. That's next week, right here, at the same time, on this station, on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.